One stretch along the Heritage Trail is found in Headwaters Park. Plan to take the time to hike the oval walkway and read the markers. Better yet, take along a youngster, and if he or she is a reader, have them read the stories to you. Hi, I'm Tom Castaldi out on the Heritage Trail on an audio walk through Fort Wayne's history. You know, long before the Europeans came to the Three Rivers region, it was known as a crossroads. The Miami War Chief Little Turtle said it best in 1795 when he told General Anthony Wayne that this was that glorious gate through which all good words of our chiefs had to pass from north to south and from east to west. From this point, a traveler could follow the St. Mary's River into the heart of Ohio, or up the St. Joseph River into Michigan, or down the Maumee to the eastern Great Lakes. More importantly, the voyager could cross the portage to the headwaters of the Wabash River, which led directly to the heart of the continent in the Mississippi Valley. The Midwest natural highways converged on what was to become Fort Wayne. Whoever controlled the crossroads controlled a key point in the wilderness of North America. Because of this, desperate and savage battles were fought here and in the region. In the end, the Indian peoples lost the struggle and were displaced by a new culture from the east. Today we're headed for its very center and Headwaters Park, where several markers stand recalling its story. The confluence area of the Three Rivers was known to the natives from as early as the end of the last ice age, more than 10,000 years ago. As the ice glaciers melted and receded, it paused here and created a high point in the topography of the land. These early people followed the edge of the glacier, taking advantage of the food sources it provided, such as vegetation and wild game. The St. Mary's and St. Joseph Rivers join east of this place a few hundred yards and form the Maumee River that flows east to Lake Erie. The waters west of this high ground flow into the Wabash and finally reach the Gulf of Mexico. American Indians settled in the area late in the 17th century near the Maumee-Wabash Portage, the headwaters of the Maumee River. Because of the high ground, a land portage or carrying place was necessary to take advantage of the natural water passage from the Maumee to the Wabash. It was the most direct water route from the Great Lakes to the Gulf of Mexico. During seasons of heavy rain, sometimes called freshets, this area was inundated with floodwaters. The first recorded flood in the area was in 1790. Later, in 1804, a visitor was told of floodwaters that the natives had experienced. He wrote, "The Indians say that in high freshets, they have passed from one water to the other in their canoes. That is, they paddled over the portage that separated Fort Wayne and Huntington in the waters of the Maumee and Wabash River systems." Floods such as the one in 1790 and those in recent years demonstrate why development of permanent settlements in the floodplain this park occupies is unwise. Headwaters Park is a result of the lessons taught by the first Americans to settle here over 200 years ago. We have to leave our tour for now, so plan to join with me, Tom Castaldi, next time on the Heritage Trail.